Today's daf is Tainus Daf Tes Zayin, and we have four lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin Amid Aleph Rechoiv. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mechel, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindle, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rifka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rifka bas Esther, Sara Shengzel bas Yittel, Eliyo ben Silla, Sara Leia bas Esther Rifka, Hannah Perel Bas Yecheved, Rifal Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. So we're in the middle of the Gemara's explanation of the very long Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Tainus. So the Mishnah described the procession and a lot of what happened during the seven Tanesim. So we're discussing where it hasn't rained. Initially, when there were signs that maybe this was going to be a slow season, the Yechidim, quote-unquote, they would fast three Tanesim. If some time passed and it still hadn't rained, then the entire Tzibur would fast three Tanesim. Then, if it still hadn't rained, the Tzibur would fast another three Tanesim. And then finally, if it still hadn't rained, the Tzibur would fast another seven Tanesim. With each series of Tanesim, the halachos and the nature of the Tanesim intensified. The Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, the way the Gemara explained it, is describing the seven Tanesim and everything that took place. So we're going to begin with a little bit of a beer in some of the things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Rechoiv Teva Vesakim Efer Efer Kfura Umayriya Simen. Why did this procession take place out in the street? Rabbi Barama said, Loimar, the point that the Yidden are making is Zaaknu Betzino. We yelled and we screamed and we davened in a more tznius place, V'loy Nanenu, but it didn't work. Therefore, Nivza Atzmeinu Befarhesia. We're at the point where we have no choice. We have to try to do this Befarhesia. Maybe if we embarrass ourselves, Befarhesia, maybe in that schos we'll get a kapara, and maybe everything will work out. Rish Lakish said it's a different gedank. Galinu, we're going into Galus. The idea of leaving the Beis HaKnesses and being out in the street is we're in exile. Galusenu mechaper asaleinu. We're hoping that going into Galus, that's going to be mechaper. My benai, what's the nafkamina? The Gemara says the galu mi beik nishta li beik nishta. What would be if they didn't physically do this in the street? However, everyone left their Beis HaKnesses that they usually daven in, and they went into a different Beis HaKnesses. If the point is to be befarhesya, Nivza Atzmeinu. If that's what the punchline is, then it has to be outside. If you're in a Beis HaKnesses, even though you're not in the Beis HaKnesses that you're ordinarily in, that wouldn't serve the purpose. If, however, the whole objective is we're going into Galus and let the Galus be Mechaper, so then you would argue that you don't necessarily have to be outside. As long as you're Galus be Beik Nishta, even if you're going to Beik Nishta, even if you end up in another Beis HaKnesses, that would be fine. So why are we in a Rechaiv? Says the Gemara, Rabchia Barabba, and Reish Lakish argued. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, we go befarhesia to embarrass ourselves publicly. Let maybe that be the kapara. Reish Lakish said, we're going into Galus. Says the Gemara. V'lama ma'isiyan es ha-teva. Why did they take out the teva? Now, the teva is the Arun Kodesh. The teva is where the Sefer Torah is. So why did they bring it to Rechayv Shalir? Amr Rabbi Shul Ben Levi. Rabbi Shul Ben Levi said, loymar, to say, klit sanua hayolana. We had a klit sanua. The teva, the Sefer Torah, is a klit sanua. V'nizbaza and unfortunately, we're being forced to take it out, and because we're taking it out, it is going to be embarrassed, and again, this is all some plea for humility and embarrassment. Maybe that will bring the kapar. Why did they put on sakin, sackcloth? Now, sackcloth in the times of the Gemara, from a pure technical perspective, is cloth that was made of goats here. So why dafka did they put on goats here? We feel like behemoths. We're chashuv, clearly, in the eyes of Hashem, like behemoths. So we're dressing like behemoths to show that that's the way we feel. Why did they take Efer Mikla? Why did they take ashes and put it on top of the Aron Kodesh? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Koloimar. The objective here is the Aron Kodesh is where the Sefer Torah is. You're putting ashes kaviyachal on Hakadosh Baruch Hu to show this idea of imay anoichi b'tzarvish. Lakish Amrei Shlakish said same idea. Bechol tzarasam loy tzar. Amr Abzeir Amreish. Ki have chazinu lul rabbanu. Do you have an efer mikla gabi teva? The first time I saw the rabbanu take efer mikla and put it on top of the aron kodesh, mizdazeli kulagufay. So my whole body started tracing. My whole body started shaking. I couldn't get over that image. But like most things, Meresh, the first time Rav Zeira said he saw it, that's the way he felt. Now, why do we take Efer and put it on the head of everybody? One said, the point we're trying to make is that we're as chashiv HaKadosh Baruch to you like Efer. We're wearing sackcloth because we're chashiv like behemoths, and now we're putting Efer because we're chashiv like behemoths. The other said, so Hashem, like this, you will remember Afrei Shal Yitzchak. The Efer, we saw Tosfos on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, says it was the Efer of a person, and the idea was to invoke the Schus of the Akedah. Any time the Yidden were in an Eis Tzara, the go-to move was to somehow, on some level, invoke the Akedah Yitzchak. And the idea of having the Efer, says the Gemara, was simply for Afrei Shal Yitzchak. So Machlokes Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina once said, Harei anu chashuvin lechfanecha keifer. We feel like eifer. The other one said, no, it's the idea is afrei shal yitzchak. My benayu, what's the nafgemino? So the Gemara says, igbenayu offer stam. Does it have to be dafka eifer, or could it even be offer? Eifer mikla means ashes. Specifically ashes, in this case, of human bones. What if it would be offer? So if the idea is harei anu chashuvin lechfanecha keifer, no, so harei anu chashuvin lechfanecha keofer is oichet good. Avraham Avinu said, "Va'anoichi offer ve'efer." They're synonymous with each other. Same concept. So efer may be lekatchila, but the avid offer would be fine. If, however, it's about afrei shel yitzchak, so then you would think it has to really be ashes. Lama yoytzen lebeis hakfaros. Why did they go to a beis hakfaros? Pligi ba Rav Levi Bar Chama v'Rav Chanina. Chadam once said, "Harei anu chashuvim lefanecha kemesim." The objective is we're saying again, we're chashuvim lefanecha kemesim. We're chashuvim lefanecha kebehemis. We're chashuvim lefanecha keefer, and we're chashuvim lefanecha kemesim. That's what we feel. Chadam, the other one said, "Kadeshi yevakshu aleinu mesim rachem." No, they used to go to the beis hakfaros to invoke rachamim from the mason, meaning let the mason go and daven for us. My benayu, what's the nafgemino? So the Gemara says, ike benayu kivrei akum. The nafgemino would be kivrei akum. If the idea is harei anu chashuvim lefanecha kemason, then you can go to kivrei akum as well. If the idea is kadesh yevakshu aleinu mason rachamim, then you would think you have to go to kivrei yisrael as opposed to going to kivrei akum. Says the Gemara, my har hamoyriya. What's the definition of Har HaMoriah? Now, just to be clear, up until this point, we went through Rechayv, Teva, Vesakin, Efer, Efer, and Kfura. These were the simonim that were mentioned in the beginning of the Daf, and they relate to different machloikas and different discussions as it's nogeya to the sugi that we're learning. This last word in the simon, Moriah, has really nothing to do with what we're learning. However, we just mentioned two machloikas in between Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina, chad omar, and we don't know who said what. So the Gemara says, I'll mention to you another place in Shas where you find this idea where Rav Levi Bar Chama and Rav Chanina had a machloikas, and we don't know who said what. And what was that machloikas? My haramariya. What was haramariya? Pligi ba Rav Levi Bar Chama for Rav Chanina. Chadama once said, har sheyotza mimeno hayra li Yisrael. Haramariya was called haramariya because it was the mountain where hayra came li Yisrael. Har HaMoriah is the Har HaBayis. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Har Sheyotza Torah LiYisrael, Ki Mitzien Teitzei Torah, Yoyru Mishpatech LiYakov, the Lishkas HaGazis, the Sanhedrin, sat on the Har HaBayis in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was called Har HaMoriah, Miloshin Hayra, Miloshin Psak Halacha. That's where Hayra came LiYisrael. But the other one said, Har Sheyotza Mimenu Moiru La'ivde Kechavim. The reason it's called Har HaMoriah is because fear was instilled in the Oivde Kechavim from the Makom HaMikdash. So before we go weiter, just two things that we're not going to talk about, but just to acknowledge them. Number one, so the Gemara said that one of the things that the Yidden would do on a Tainus is they would go to a Beis HaKfaros. Now the truth is that wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't mention anything about a Beis HaKfaros. However, in the Gemara it's clear that this is something that they used to do. And the Gemara said it was Machloikis, Rav Levi Bar Chama, and Rav Chanina, why they would go to a Beis HaKfaros. Chadama once said, Harei anu chashuvim lefanecha ke'efer, that we feel to you a Kaddish Baruch Hu like we're Efer. V'chadam, and the other one said, Kadesha Yiskalonu Af. Then the other one said, now again, Chadam Arei Anu Chashuvim Lefanecha Kemesim, and the other one said, Kadesha Yevakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. The objective was that the Mesim should daven for us. But Kiveger in Gilyan Asha says, Ayin Soita, Taflamedalin on the days, Toisves Dibur Hamaskel, Avoisai. So the context over there is Kolev ben Yefuna and Yeshua ben Nun when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and Kolev went to Davin by the Ma'aras HaMachpela that everything should work out and they should be able to overcome the Atzas HaMeraglim. And Toisves over there asks Akasha. Toisves says that he doesn't understand the concept of davening by Kivrei Tzadikim. You go to a kaver and you daven. Frek Toisves, doesn't the Gemara say in Brachas Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Mesni Lo Yadin Midi, that a mace, once a person dies, he doesn't really know what's going on in the world. So if he doesn't have any access into what's going on in the world, so Frek Toisves Akasha, what's the point in going to daven by a mace? Hey, the mace doesn't know what's going on. It seems that there's no connection, there's no contact between the Chayim and the Mesim. So if that's the case, Frek Toisves, what was this idea of Kolev Ben Yefuna going to daven by Maris HaMachpelah? That's Toisves Kasha and Soit Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, based on a Sugi in Brachas Daf Yud Ches. Says Tosis Yeshloimar. This that the Gemara says there in Brachas Yud Ches that the Mesim don't know, that's in the natural state. However, Al Yedei Tfilo Shezem Mispalel Moidian Lahem Shekach. We can notify the mace. And once you notify the mace, then the mace is already going to know. So Toisves is Mitzayin, Rabbi Kivager is Mitzayin, this Toisves, because this Toisves says this idea that even though ordinarily the mason don't really know what's going on, but at the same time, if you notify the mace, then the mace is going to know. And says Toisves, how do I know this is the case? Because V'hachi Yama Perksheni the Tainis, Lama Yoitzin Lebeis HaKfaris, Kidei Sheyevakshu Aleim Mesim Rachamim, that it's Mavur, and this Gemara right here, this Yesai, that even though the Gemara comes out in Brachas Yud Ches, that mason don't really know, but at the same time, if you notify the mace, then the mace already will know. Either way, says Rabbi Kivager, that this Toisves is a very important Toisves in terms of a halacha that he extrapolates from this Gemara. We have a related raid bite as it relates to this, the whole concept of going to Kivrei Tzadikim, and it sounds like you're almost talking to the kaver, you're talking to the mace. Is that okay? Are you allowed to daven to a mace? Are you allowed to daven to a malach? Machnisei rachamim. We tell the malachim every Friday night, Baruchuni l'shalom. Are you allowed to say Baruchuni l'shalom to a malach? Why is that something that's okay? So it's a related raid bite from Masechta Soita Daf Lamed Aleph. The second order is the last Gemara that we just mentioned was Haramayriya. We have a machloikis, what exactly Haramayriya was. Now, if you ask the man on the street, what's Haramayriya? Haramayriya is the Har HaBayis, of course. Everyone knows what Har HaBayis is. What Har Maria is. That's what the Akedah happened. It was the Har HaBayis. But if you look in Rashi brings two pshatim what Har HaMaria was. In one pshat, Rashi says, Har HaMaria was Har Sinai. Lishna Achrina. Har HaMaria, Har Sinai. And it's a little mashman that way from Tosfos as well. Dibra Maskol Har, Ayin B'Marsha. The Marsha is Matmiya. Har HaMaria is Har Sinai. Everybody knows Har HaMaria is the Har HaBayis. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Hazokin Shebehem, Oymer Lefneim, Divrei Kfushim. So everybody gathers into the Rechayv. They even bring the Aron Kodesh into the Rechayv. They're wearing sackcloth. They take ashes. They put it on the Teva. They put it on the Nasi, the Bez, and every person has ashes on his head. They're even going to go to the Beis HaKfaris. And now you have a Zokin Shabahen, the older statesman, comes and he gave Divrei Kfush and he gave Divrei Chizik. Tanu Rabbanim. Yeshan Zokin, if there was an older person, Oymer Zokin, then the Zokin would say, Vim Lavin, if there was no Zokin, Oymer Chacham, then the Chacham said, Vim Lavin, if you didn't have a Chacham, so you have no Zokin, you have no Chacham, who's the third option? Oymer Adam Shaltzura. So then you take an Adam Shaltzura. Rashi says, Adam Shaltzura is Baik Baal Koyma, a man of presence. So look at Chila Zokin, Bidiyevit a Chacham, and bidiyevid would be just a person that has presence. Frank the Gemara, it sounds like the Zokin is not a Chacham. I mean, if you have a choice, you can take a Zokin, you can take a Chacham. It sounds like you take Zokin. Frank the Gemara, does that make sense? Afal gaf, the lav Chachamu? Why would you take the Zokin over the Chacham? You would think the Chacham should be before the Zokin. Rabbi said, you're right, Hachikam. If there's a Zokin, that's a Chacham. If there's a Zokin, that's a Chacham. Oymer Zokin, Vilchacham. Then you have the Zokin, that's a Chacham. Vim lav. And if not, Oymer Chacham, then the Chacham does. Vim lav, Oymer Adam Shaltzura. Then the Adam Shaltzura goes. Bottom line is, what's this shmooze? So he said, Divrei Kfushin. What did he say? Number one, Achenu, my brothers, lo yisak v'tainas garment. Even though we're fasting, we've been fasting already for weeks. Even though we're wearing sackcloth, we have ashes, we're doing all these different symbolic things. But one thing we have to remember, it's not the sack and it's not the tainas that's going to be garment. If we're going to have a Yeshua, the salvation's not going to come from the sack and the tainas. Ela tshuva u'masim toivim garment. The tshuva that we do, and the ma'isim toivim that we do, that's going to be garment. Shenemar, the shekemot sinu ba'an she'ninveh, because we find by Ninveh, when the city of Nineveh had sinned, and Hashem sent Yonah to go tell Nineveh that if you don't do tshuva, then within a short period of time, everything is going to be wiped out. Ultimately, they did tshuva. And the pasuk says, Vayaru alekim esakam, that shaloi nemer b'ahim, it doesn't say Vayaru alekim esakam vestanisam. Elo, what does it say? Vayaru alekim esmaseyam, kishavu midarkam erot. Meaning, even though they did all these things, they followed every ritual to the T. But at the same time, ultimately, when the Yeshua came, it doesn't say that Hashem said he saw all the rituals that they performed, but rather what it says is he saw the fact that they did tshuva, because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. So we mentioned Yoina, we mentioned the tshuva of Nineveh. So the pasuk over there says, V'yiskasu sakim ha'odam v'ha'behema. So pasha, what it means is that they donned sackcloth. The people did, and the behemoths did. But the Gemara is bothered that why would you put sackcloth on a behemoth? The whole concept of wearing sackcloth, the whole purpose of putting goat's ear on a person is that we feel like goats. But a behemoth is the behemoth. The goat is the goat. So what's the whole idea? So the Gemara says, "May have avdi." There must be something else going on over here. Ask me a behemoth lachod. They did was they tied all the behemoths. That's havladus lachod. And then they tied the behemoth's children. Amru lefanav. And then they said, "Ribayne shaloydam. Ein ato merachim aleinu. If you're not going to have rachmanis on us, ein ano merachim aleinu. We're not going to have rachmanis on them either." And Rashi adds a little knetch. Rashi says koloimar. Right? Every time Rashi says koloimar, what does it mean? It means Rashi was bothered with a kasha. Meaning, usually Rashi is just mefarish the Gemara. Koloimar means that something's bothering Rashi a little bit, and therefore he's adding a little bit of a knetch. Meaning, poshut, it sounds like they're strashing the Eibishter. Here's the deal. You don't have Rachmanis on us, we're going to kill all these animals, we're not going to have Rachmanis on them. So Rashi says, that's not what the punchline was. What was the punchline? I'm reading it inside. What we're doing now, is this okay? No, of course not, right? Why is it not okay? Because you have to have Rachmanis even on a behemoth. There's something called Tsar Balichayim. No, if that's the case, came to Rachim Aleinu. Why are you not having Rachmanis on us? If we have to have Rachmanis on animals, so Lechura, shouldn't you have Rachmanis on us? Even though we speak out all the time from the Chavis Yar, that the Chavis Yar says that there's no Tsar Balichayim when it comes to people. Tsar Balichayim, they rise to the Rabbanu. The whole Sugi of Tsar Balichayim, you only find by animals. You don't find the Sugi of Tsar Balichayim by people. And the Chavis Yar, a real Kadmoin, said that, why not? It's because an animal can't control its emotions. So if you inflict pain on an animal, the animal doesn't have the ability to be able to overcome the pain that it's in. But a human being is able to cope with pain. It could be difficult, but it's something that a person's able to do. So tsar bali chayim deiraisa, because if you mitzayir an animal, inevitably you're being mitzayir him. You're putting him in this very, very uncomfortable situation. A person has the ability to be mezgaber and answer. But the point is, of course, the point, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not okay. So if that's not okay, then why what you're doing to us? Why is that okay? The pasuk continues. It says, "V'yiskasu sakim adam v'behema." That's what we just mentioned. "V'yikru el elokim b'chaska." My amor, they started davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, they came very, very stark. It sounds like the people of Nineveh, they didn't just do tshuva, but they came aggressively. What did they say? Amr lefanav, ribayinu shloinam, olav v'she'enei olav. If you have one person, that's an olav. An olav is the grace of almidos. And the other one's an enei olav. Not so much. Tzadik v'rasha. One person is a tzadik, the other person's a rasha. Mi nitchem epnei mi. Right? The bigger man in the room is always the person that's supposed to walk away from a machloikis. So they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand, we didn't do the right thing, and we're at some sort of stalemate, and our judgment is pending. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, du bistach te tzadik. So it's understood that you're the one that's supposed to bend for us. I mean, we would love to try, but we're Risham, what are we supposed to do? Unfortunately, we don't really have the tools that it takes. And the end of that pasuk in Yoin is, V'yashuvu ish midarkei hara, u'menachamas asheh b'chapeim. U'menachamas asheh b'chapeim. Amar Shmuel said, afilu gazel marish, it's someone had stolen a marish, a beam, ubane bebir, and he had put it inside a castle, inside a building. He knocked down the whole house, and he would have returned it. I mean, the pasuk is describing the tshuva of the Anshei Nineveh, that the Anshei Nineveh did such tshuva that even if someone stole a marish of Takonis Marish fame, even if someone stole a marish and he put it into a house, he would have knocked down the whole house, Abi, to return the marish. Bottom line is, this is the legendary tshuva of the Anshei Nineveh. A person doesn't have air. And he says vidui. He says vidui, he claps al chet. But he's not chayzer. I mean, he continues to do the aver. What's he similar to? Like someone who's holding a sheretz. Even if he would be toivel in all the waters of the world, the tefillah wouldn't be a tefillah. If he throws the sheretz out of his hand. Kivan shetava bar balam saw that once he tevels in 40 saw miad also like tefila, then the tefila is going to be good. Shenema umoyed the va'oizav yerucham. Once a person admits that he did an aver va'oizav, and then he lets go of the avera, he lets go of the proverbial sheretz yerucham. That's where the rachmanus comes. So anyway, the pasuk says nisa levavenu al kapayim el keil bashamayim. We keep on seeing this theme. A person shouldn't just lift his hands al shamayim, but nisa levavenu al kapayim. We have to lift our hearts together with our hands. This short gemara Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava is where the whole Teivel v'sheret b'yadei comes from. Not for today. Zok the gemara. Amdu b'tvilo mayridin lifnei hateva zokin. So now they're going to start davening for rain. And the tefillahs during these seven taneisim were different types of tefillahs. And the first thing they had to do was they had to make sure they found the right Baal Tefillah. So what was the criteria of the Baal Tefillah? So the Mishnah said he had to be a zokin, an older person. The ragel, he's accustomed to davening. V'yesh lo banim, he has children. U'beis ha'irekam, however, he can't afford to take care of his children. And why is this the case? Kedeshe yehei libay shalom betfilah. Like this, we can know for sure that he's going to have the right kavana when he gets up to davening. So the Gemara is going to expand a little bit on this list of criteria of prerequisites for the Baal Tefillah during these Taneisim. Tanu Rabbanan. Amdu b'tefillah. Avo b'sheyesham zaken v'chachem. Even if there's a zaken and a chachem, it's very chashev about tefillah. Doesn't matter. We're not looking for the most chashev about tefillah right now. Ein ma'ridin lefnei ateva elo adam ha'ragel. He had to be someone that was ragel. Rabbi Yehuda said, he had to be a metupel, someone that has children. He has dependents. Ve'ein loy, but he can't take care of them. V'yesh lo yegia basada. He works hard. U'beisai reikam. Works hard, not just works hard, but besada, Rashi says, but he works in an agricultural geschäft. So like this, he really, really wants it to rain. If he's an accountant, so then he's not as dependent on rain. Indirectly, of course, but directly not as much. So we want somebody that works in the fields. So like this, he's going to have special kavana that he's going to want it to rain. Ubeis ha'reikam, his house is empty. Upirkoi, no, we'll see what that means. Ushval beirach, he's humble. Umerutzalam, he's somebody that the oilam likes. V'yeshle ne'ima, v'koylei arev, he davens very zis, he has a beautiful voice. Ubaki, likreis, betoy revinim b'ksuvim. Not just that, he knows mikra. V'lishnois, he knows mishnah, b'medrish, b'halachos, u'be'agadais. Ubaki, b'chal brachas kula, and certainly he knows how to say all the brachas he's going to have to say. So this is the list. So the Gemara says that as Rabbi Yehuda was saying this, or somebody was saying over this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, v'yavu be'rabban and einayu, everybody started awkwardly looking at one person, Rabbi Yitzchak Barami, as if he was someone that met all these criteria. So the Gemara has a few questions. Number one, hainu metupel ve'einlai, hainu beisei reikam, metupel ve'einlai. It's a person, he's metupel, he has dependents, ve'einlai, the hotnish daber, doesn't have to take care of them. And then it says, another criteria is hainu beisei reikam. It seems like it's the same box. He checked it off already. What does it mean, metupel ve'einlai and beisei reikam? I'm Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, must be it's two different things. Metupel ve'einlai means a hotnish parnusa. What does it mean, beisei reikam? Zeu she beisei reikam in aveira. It means his house is rake from an aveira. What does it mean, his house is empty from aveira? Why is the aveira associated with the house? So Rashi says, she ain't chamas v'gezel beveisei. What it means, he has no gezel in his house. The house is reikam, there's no gzeilu. Upirkoi na. What does that mean? Amar Abaya. Abaya said there, Shalayotza Shame Rabbi Yaldusai. So he's not just Choshev now, but even when he was younger, he had a shame toiv then as well. The Pasik says, Hoysoli Nachlosi Ka'arye Vayo'ar Nosna Olai Bekoilo Alkein Sinesia. It's a Pasik in Yirmiyah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be saying that Hoysoli Nachlosi Ka'arye Vayo'ar Nosna Olai Bekoilo, that someone's davening, someone's like reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's not happy. Alkein Sinesia. My Nosna Olai Bekoilo Amar Azuch Bartuvi Amar Rab Var Amrilo Amar Rav Choma Omer Rabbi Lazar, ze shliach tzibur hayoyof ne'atevish eni togam. Shliach tzibur is eni hogan, it damas for the yomim. So Hashem says, al kein sinei siya. So you want to have the right shliach tzibur, not the wrong shliach tzibur. Then the Mishnah said, v'oymer lefneim esrim v'arba brachas. The shliach tzibur would say 24 brachas. Shmoyin esr shabachal yom. The 18 that you say every day. U'moysav alei moed shesh. And then he would add, another six. So you have the 18 brachas that you say every day, Shmoyin Esrei, which we said is a little bit of a misnomer, because really it's 19 brachas every day. We're not counting V'lam Al Shinim, but the 18 brachas that you say every day, plus we added another six. And then the Mishnah went on to mention what those six brachas were. Not just that, the Mishnah mentioned how we were chosen each one of the 6 brachas. Misha ones Avram behara meria hu yane eschem yishma bekol tzakaschem yoyim hazeh baruch ato Hashem goyol Yisrael. Misha ones aviseinu al yamsuf hu yane eschem yishma bekol tzakaschem yoyim hazeh baruch ato Hashem zoyche neshkoches. Misha ones Yeshua begilgol. Misha ones Shmuel b'mitzvah. Misha ones Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel. Misha ones yoyim b'mei hadogo. And then the Mishnah said al hashvius hoimer on the 7th one. Misha ones David v'shloimoy b'noy b'Yerushalayim hu yane eschem yishma bekol tzakaschem yoyim hazeh baruch ato Hashem hamerachim al oretz. So if you go through the Mishnah a little more carefully, basically what the Mishnah did was, it says, you had 24 brachas, the 18 that you have every day, plus tack on another 6. And then the Mishnah goes on to say what those 6 brachas were, and it counts 1 through 7. It's a freaking Gemara, hani sheish, eva havyun, I understand. We started with 6, and then when we got into it, we said 7. So the Gemara says, kiddat tana. No. Pshat is like this. Ala shvek detan, al shvius, oimer baruch merachim al oretz. Omram nachamar Yitzchak, so nachamar Yitzchak said, my shvius, what does shvius mean? Shvius la arucha. It's the 7th one from the arucha. The point is that there were 7 brachos that were different. There were 6 brachos that were added. Those are the 6 additional brachos. Plus, one of the 18 brachos that we always say, we had a more extended version of it. Which one of those brachas was it? The bracha of Goyol Yisrael. So that the first of the Misha Onos that the Mishnah mentions on Daft Hezvav is actually not part of one of the additional brachas, but rather it's the expanded version of one of the Shmoneh Esrei brachas, specifically the bracha of Goyol Yisrael. So that when you take the bracha Achas Arucha, the Goyol Yisrael, which is going to be a longer version of Goyol Yisrael, plus the other 6, in total, you're going to end up having 7. And the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to make this point, and then the Gemara is going to bring another braisa, and then the Gemara is going to bring another braisa. So from here until the end of the Amud, there's a lot of words, but it's actually quite repetitive. The chazan would be Meirich Begoyel Yisrael. So all of this extra tefillahs that were happening, they all happened by Goyel Yisrael. And when the chazan finished the brach of Goyel Yisrael, he would say, Misha Anas Avram Bahar Meriya, Hu Yane Eschem Yishma Bekol Sakaschem Yem Hazeh Baruch Goyel Yisrael. Vehein Oynem Achrov Amen. And then everybody would say Amen. You say Goyel Yisrael. That's a bracha. You say Amen. The Chazan HaKnesses. Then the Chazan HaKnesses say he's the Shamus. He's the one that's in charge of all this. He would say Tiku B'nei Yaharin Tiku. He would say everybody, or the Kayhanim, blow Shoifer. The Chayz of Omer. And then they would say the next bracha. Misha Anas Aviseinu Al Yamsuf Uyana Eschem Misha Mekol Sakashcham Vayim Hazeh Baruch Zoichen Nishkochis. Vehein Oynem Achrov Amen. The Chazan HaKnesses Omer. The Chazan HaKnesses would say Hariu B'nei Yaharin Hariu. The first time he would say Tiku Milosh and Tkiya. The second time he would say Hariu Milosh and Trua. The Chem Bechol Bracha Ubracha. This went on for every Bracha. Ba'achasayim Tiku. When he would say Tiku. Ba'achasayim Hariu. Don't know when he would say Hariu. But then, where did this happen the way we just explained the Begvulin? Outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Abu B'Mikdash Einikim. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a little bit different. Specifically, in the Beis HaMikdash, nobody said Amen. Lafisha Ein Oinim Amen B'Mikdash. Because nobody said Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Why ain't Oinim Amen B'Mikdash? How do you know you don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kumu baruchu es Hashem alekeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam vivarchu shem kvaydecha umroim malkol baracha usehila." Now, this pasuk is a pasuk in Nehemiah Perek Tes, and it's describing the Levim. It's describing what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Kumu baruchu es Hashem alekeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam, and then it says, "Vivarchu shem kvaydecha." And Chazal understood that what this means is that when you heard a brach in the Beis HaMikdash, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Alekeichem, you didn't just say Amen, but it was Vivarchu Shem Kvaydecha. You would say Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusa Eloyim Vod. Those words are a remes to Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusa Eloyim Vod, and that's what happened. So in Gvulin, each bracha, Amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was Baruch Shem Kvayd Malchusa Eloyim Vod. Something where Yachal HaKol brachas kulon leitei elatila achas. You would think that maybe if somebody hears a bunch of brachas, this is parenthetically speaking, if somebody hears a bunch of brachas, he should say one amen after all the brachas. Talmud loymar umroimem al kol bracha usahila. And we learn from here al kol bracha tein leitila umroimem al kol bracha yed the bracha tehila. There should be a tilaf el b'mikdash ma'uaymer. Okay, so what did you say in the Beis HaMikdash? We just gave it away. So number one, the bracha was a little bit different. The bracha was not baruch ato Hashem. So for example, we make a bracha. So you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifei Choylei, Amo Yisrael. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a longer brach as well. Baruch Hashem, Elikim, Elikei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam, Ve'ad Ha'olam. And then you would say, Baruch Goyal Yisrael, Ve'hein Oynam Achrov, Baruch Shem, Kevoy Malchusoy, La'olam Vod. V'chazan HaKnesses, Oymer Lehem Tiku, Akehane B'nei Aharim Tiku, V'choyz Vavim Misha, Onas Avram, Baharim Meriu, Yana Eschim, Mitzvah, Kotsa Kaschim, Yem Azeh, Baruch Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, V'chulu, V'chulu, Zaychar Anishkoches, Ve'hein Oynam Achrov, Baruch Shem, Kevoy Malchusoy, La'olam Vod, V'chazan HaKnesses, So this is literally verbatim what we said in the beginning of the Braisa. Just the beginning of the Braisa was describing how it played out, Bigvulin. And now we're describing how it played out in the Beis HaMikdash. Bigvulin, it's a shorter bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. Amen. Tkiyah, next bracha. Teruah, next bracha. Tkiyah, etc., etc. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Baruch Atah Hashem Goy Yisrael, but rather it's Baruch Atah Hashem Elikim Elikei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam, and it's not Amen, it's Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Elohim Avod. But other than that, everything is in the same exact pattern. You go from Tiku to Hariyu, and vice versa. V'chein b'chol bracha u'bracha, b'achas oimer Tiku, u'b'achas oimer Hariyu, atche goimer eskulon. Says the Gemara, v'kach hinig Rav Chalafta b'tzipoiri, v'Rav Chananya ben Tradyon b'sichni. We saw this already in the Mishnah. Rav Chalafta, Rav Yossi's father, in Tzipoiri, Rav Yossi lived in Tzipoiri, so you see Rav Yossi's father, Rav Chalafta, also lived in Tzipoiri, and Rav Chananya ben Tradyon, who lived in Sichni, so they once had an Eis Sara, and they had to make all the brachas, and they did it in Tzipoiri and Sichni, which is obviously not the Baruch Shem HaMikdash, they did it the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chacham heard about it, they said, this is not the way you're supposed to do it, in the Shari Mizrach and Harabais it was done this way, but other than that, this is not the way it's supposed to be. For Ista Amri, some have a different Brisa, Kidatanya. Oimer of name Esrim Va'arba Brachas. There were 24 Brachas. Shmoin Esrim Bechayim 18 every day. Umoist Valeim Oichesh. Another 6. Again, we're talking about doing these 7 Tanesim. For Oisin Sheshach. And Oimer, would you say these 6? Ben Goyal Reife Chayli. Between Goyal Yisrael and Reife Chayli. Umayrich Begula. The Goyal Yisrael itself was a longer Bracha. The Hein Oinem Achra of Amen. Kol bracha ubracha. Kach hayu noyegim ben gvulin. Avav miktach hayoyimim. Baruch Hashem alikei Yisrael min oilam ad oilam. Baruch goyal Yisrael. V'lo hayoyinim achrav amen. And they didn't say amen. V'kol kach nomo. Why? L'fi she'ein oinam amen ben miktach. Because you don't say amen in the base of miktach. V'nayin she'ein oinam amen ben miktach. How do you know you don't say amen in the base of miktach? And emar, the pasuk says, Kumu baruch has Hashem alikeichem min ha'oilam v'ad ha'oilam. V'varchu shem kivoydecha umroimam al kol bracha usilo. So you see, it's not enough to simply say amen, but rather, Vivarchu Shem Kvaidecha Umroim. You're supposed to do more than that. You're supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvaid Machus Alayim Avad. We learn from here, Al-Kol Brachu Te'ila, Al-Kol Bracha U-Bracha Te'in Loi Te'ila. For every single Bracha, you're supposed to say, it's Onam. Itan Rabban, another price. Al-Rishayin Esu Oyim Baruch Hashem Alikei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam Baruch Goyal Yisrael. Dehein Oynam Achrav Baruch Shem Kvaid Machus Alayim Avad. V'chazan k'nesses oimer tiku, kayanim tiku. V'choyzev oimer misha onas avram baharam eriyo, hu yane eschem yisho v'kol tzakaschem ayim hazeh. V'lashniya hu oimer baruch Hashem alikei Yisrael min oilam ad oilam baruch zoicher anishkoches. V'hein oilam achrov baruch shem kvayim machuz al oilam vod. V'chazan k'nesses oimer hariyo b'nei aharoin hariyo. V'oimer misha onas avisenu al yamsuf hu yane eschem yisho v'kol tzakaschem ayim hazeh. V'hein meriyim v'toikin u meriyim. V'chein b'chol bracha u bracha. V'achas oimer tiku, one you say tkiyah. V'achas oimer hariyo, the other one you say teruah. Ad sheyigmar as habrachas kul until you finish everything. V'chein hinig Rav Chalafta b'tzipoiri. This is what Rav Chalafta did in Tzipoiri. Rav Chanani ben Tradi ben Sichni. K'shabal davar etzel chacham. The chacham heard about this. Amru, they said lo yoyu noyag in Kain elav b'shari misach b'arabais. No, in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, there you say Baruch Shem Kvayim Machus Alayim Avad. There you don't say Amen. But anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, of course, you're supposed to say Amen. So two ha'aris as it relates to the daf. The first is a short ha'ar, and the second one a tiny bit longer. The first, the shorter aura. So the Gemara just said, this is the Makara, so we have to speak it out here. That when you hear a bracha, what do you say? Amen. Every little child knows. You hear a bracha, say amen. That was true outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash itself, however, they didn't answer amen. In fact, the Lashon HaGemara is, Lafisha ein oinem amen b'mikdash. Nobody ever said amen in the Beis HaMikdash. So what did you do if you heard a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash? Instead of saying amen, you would say, Baruch Shem, Kvoid Malchusoy li Oilam Vod. The Marsha, in Chedushei Agadis, the Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Amid Bey, says, what's the pshat? That outside of the Beis HaMikdash you say Amen, but in the Beis HaMikdash itself, you don't say Amen. He says, the reason is because we know that the Shem Havaya, we are not allowed to pronounce. Loikish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. So, if you're being Mavasedra, you're davening, and you see the Shem Havaya, you're not allowed to say the Shem Havaya. Rather, what you say is the Shem of Adnos. So you read Havaya as if it would say, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. Now the truth is, if you look in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch already says that when a person sees the Shem Havaya and he says Adnos, you're supposed to think Havaya and Adnos. That's not such an easy thing to do. But in the Kavana of Tefillah, you're supposed to be Mechaven, not only Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the specific meaning of that Shem, but you're also supposed to be Mechaven, the specific meaning of the Shem Havaya. That's something that you're really supposed to do. It's for that reason, says the Marsha, when somebody hears a bracha, what he answers is Amen. Because when you say Amen, you're being koilal both the Shem Havaya and the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. How so? Says the Marsha, because the Shem Havaya is Begematria 26. The Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Begematria 65. 26 and 65 is 91. That's the exact Gematria of Amen. So says the Marsha, when you hear a bracha, you say Amen. What's the idea of saying Amen? Amen is 91. That's a remez that Amen has in it both the Shem Havaya, which is the Shem Haksiv, and the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, which is the Shem of Decree. But the idea of Amen is associated with the fact that its Gematria is 91, and the reason you want a Gematria of 91 is because you want to be able to be Mechaven, not just to the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud that you're hearing. For that, it would be good if you had a Gematria of 65. No, you want to tack on the 26. You want to have the Shem Havaya also, because you're supposed to be Mechaven not only to the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud, but you're supposed to be Mechaven to the Shem Havaya as well. Says the Marsha, that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gadol Ha'oina Amen, Yoisim in HaMavarech. Gemara in the end of Masechtas Nazar. Gadol Amen. Why? Why is it more chashuv to say Amen than to make the bracha? He says, because when you make the bracha, all you're saying is Aleph Dal Nun Yud. You can't say Baruch Atah Havaya. It's not something you're allowed to say. So you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem. That's Aleph Dal Nun Yud, but you're missing out on Havaya. Now you're supposed to be Mechaven. Upper in the what you said in your declaration, all you said was Aleph Dal Nun Yud. The person that says Amen, Amen is 91. Being that you have 91, you have both Aleph Dal Nun Yud and the Shem Havaya. So it comes out the one that said Amen didn't just think Adnos and Havaya, er hat gesagt Adnos and Havaya. He has Havaya in his bitui. He has Havaya in his declaration of Amen. That's what Gadol Ha'oina Amen Yoisim Namavar. Azoi Shneit Marsha. So says the Marsha, if that's the case, it's poshut why they didn't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say the Shem Havaya. And because they used to say the Shem Havaya, so in the Beis HaMikdash, this cheshbon of having 91 wasn't necessary. The whole reason why we want Amen is because we're trying to come and get this number 91. This is how far the Marsha takes this gematria. We want the 91. So we want the 91. And therefore, say Amen. But in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would say the Shem Havaya, so being they would say the Shem Havaya, we didn't need the 91, therefore, Ein Oinim Amen Mimikdash. Now the truth is that even in the Beis HaMikdash, the Olam couldn't just say the Shem Havaya whenever they wanted to. It was only during the Siyas Kapayim, it was during Duchanun that they used to say the Shem Havaya. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, of course, and also all the Kehanim while they were Duchanun. But this is what the Marsha says in Chedush HaGadis, in Masechtas Soito, Daf Mem Amud Beis. Say Ein Oinim Amen Mimikdash, we say Amen Begvulin, because Begvulin, we don't say the Shem Havaya. Being that we don't say the Shem Havaya, we want to have some declaration of Shem Havaya. Amen has in it Shem Havaya. How so? 26 plus 65, that's the 91 of Amen. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's not necessary. So the Marsha explains why we say Amen Begvulin, but we don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. Just to be Moisef, one Neufach, and that is, why do we say Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay La'olam Vod in the Mikdash, and not say Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay Begvulin? Maybe the reason is, based on a Vilna Gaon. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Kosov Echadoymer, one Pasuk says, sheish kinafayim le'echon. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Vav. It's describing the malachim and the srofim and the chayas hakodesh, and it says that each one had six wings. Kasef echadayim. Another pasuk says this is Yecheskel Perek Aleph. The ma'aser merkava va'arba fonim le'echos va'arba kinafayim le'achas lohem. So which one is it? Frek the Gemara. Does the malach have six kinafayim, or does the malach have four kinafayim? So the Gemara like Kasha. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was sheish knafayim le'echon. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's varba fonim le'echos, varba knafayim le'echos. And the Gemara fears ois, kaviyochol shenismatu kanfei hachayos. Meaning, when the Beis Hamikdash was charev, the chayos were affected, and they lost two of their knafayim. They went from having six knafayim to only having four knafayim. So the Vilna Gaon said that baruch shem kevoid malchusay li'olam vaad. Six words. Baruch shem kevoid malchusay li'olam vaad. Says the Vilna Gaon, that the six words of Baruch Shem Kevayin Malchusay La'ilam Vod symbolize the sheish knafayim le'echad, the six knafayim of the malachim. And just like the Gemara says that after the Churban, the malachim lost two of their knafayim, of the Baruch Shem Kevayin Malchusay La'ilam Vod, two of those words, kaviyachal, were not able to experience in the proper way once the Beis HaMikdash was charet. And which one of those words was that? Kvoid Malchusai. It's Baruch Shem La'olam Vod. Oh, but Kvoid Malchusai, that's something we had when there was a Beis HaMikdash. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, Kaviyochel Shenismatu Kanfei Achayis, said the Vilna Gaon, we once had Kvoid Malchusai, now we don't have Kvoid Malchusai anymore. This will be a related raid by, but we spoke out in the beginning of Masechtas Brachas, the epic shtickle from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov in Parshas Vayechi and Parshas Vaschanan, where he says, if you look at the Targum Yerushalmi, the Targum Yerushalmi, on Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Li'olam Vod is Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam Li'ol Me'omaya. It just doesn't touch two words. It doesn't touch the words Kvod Malchusay, because this is in Golos, and in Golos when we daven Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, we don't have Kvod Malchusay. But that's what the Goyin said. The Goyin said that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Li'olam Vod, that bitoy, that declaration b'shleimus, all six words, that's when there was a Beis HaMikdash. That's when it was Sheish Knafayim Le'achot. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, kaviyochel shenismatu kanfei achayis, we don't have kvoid malchusay anymore. So l'chura, it would seem very, very matin that in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the mokoyim of kvoid malchusay, that's the mokoyim of ashrois hashchina. So over there, the Yidden were able to say, baruch shem kvoid malchusay li'olam vod. But maybe outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where it wasn't as manifest, the kvoid malchusay, befrat la'achas shechora Beis HaMikdash, where kaviyochel shenismatu kanfei achayis, so we can't say baruch shem kvoid malchusay li'olam vod. We say it belachash, but we can't say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusa Laylam Vod. So what do we say instead? Instead we say Amen. But the point is, we say Amen Begvulin. We don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. We say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusa in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't say Baruch Shem Kvay Machusa Begvulin. We say Amen Begvulin because we need Amen. Because when we say the Shem Havaya, we're not allowed to utter the Shem Havaya. So we want to have some remez of the Shem Havaya, not just in our Machshav and our Kavana. We want to have it in what we said. So where do you get it? Amen. Amen is 65 plus 26. Like this, you have the Beis HaMikdash says the Marshon, Chedushi Agadah, Saita, Daf Mem, you don't need it, because in the Beis HaMikdash anyways, they would say the Shem Havaya. So, therefore, we're Oina Amen Begvulim, but Ein Oina Amen Bemikdash. Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchusay Lo'ilam Vod, which is related to Kvayin Malchusay, which is something that the Vilna Gaon was Megalah to us, that we don't have B'Shleimus anymore, Lachash Achar Beis HaMikdash. So you see, it's related to the Beis HaMikdash. Also, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchusay Lo'ilam Vod, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't just say Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchusay Lo'ilam Vod. And as a result, maybe that's the reason that we answer Amen Dafka, and we don't say Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchusay Lo'ilam Vod. That's the first aura. The second aura is, and really this second aura could have been the introduction to Masechtas Tainus. It certainly could have been the introduction to the second parak of Masechtas Tainus. We're going to do a very abridged version of it. And that is the Rambam in the very, very beginning of Hilchos Tainus. So the Rambam, he introduces the concept of Tainus, and he explains what a Yid does when he fasts. And the Rambam takes a step backwards. Just 3.5 se'ifim in the Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchos Tainus. Just kedai to go through l'shoinoi hazov shal Rambam. The Rambam begins Hilchos Tainus as follows. Mitzvah sasei min ha-toyro. There's a mitzvah sasei do'iraiso. Lizoik u'leharia b'chatzoitzers. There's a mitzvah sasei do'iraiso lizoik. To daven. Not just to daven, but to yell and to scream. U'leharia b'chatzoitzers. And to blow trumpets. Al kol tzara shetavi ala tzibur. For any tzara that happens to the tzibur. Shenemar. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, al atzara hatzoyre reschem v'hareyoyschem b'chatzoitzers. So where's this pasuk? This pasuk is in Parshas Baloyscha, where Hashem tells Moshe, "Asei lecha shtei chatzoitzeris kesef." You should make two silver trumpets. And then Hashem tells Moshe all the purposes of the chatzoitzeris. One of the things Hashem says is, "V'chisavoyu milchama ba'artzichem." If you're going to have a milchama, al atzar atzoy reschem, because the enemy is going to be attacking you. V'areyoisem bechatzoitzeris. So what you should do is you should blow the chatzoitzeris. By doing that, v'neskartem lefnei Hashem alekeichem, you will be remembered by Hashem. V'noishatem me'ovechem, and you're going to be saved. So says the Rambam. You see from this pasuk that al atzar hatzor eschem. It doesn't matter what the tzar is. The pasuk says mochama, but really it's any tzara. Varioisim mechatzor says you should blow with trumpets. Koloimar kol davar sheyetzalachem. Anything that's going to put you in a situation of a tzara, kigoin batzores the dever the arba. It doesn't matter. There's a hunger. It hasn't rained. There's grasshoppers. Ukiyotze behem zaku aleim. You should daven v'hariu. And you shall blow shayf. Says the Rambam Malacha Beis. V'dover zeh midarkei hatshuvah. This is midarkei hatshuvah. Lizoik ulahariya b'chatzoitzreis. What's the objective? It's part of doing tshuvah. Shebizman shetovei tzara. If there's going to be a tzara. V'yizaku aleh. And you're going to yell and daven. V'yoriyu. Yedu akol. Everyone's going to understand. Shebiglal maseyem haroim. Hura lohem. That the reason this all happened is because of the maseyem haroim. Because of, like the pasuk says, avoy neisechem hitu v'koymer. V'zehu sheyigrem lehem lahasar atzar me'aleh. And if they're going to do that, the Yidden are going to do tshuva, that's going to cause all of this to go away. So says the Rambam, what's the point in davening? What's the point in blowing chatzoitzris? We spoke out the briskerov and the end of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that the tkiyas chatzoitzris itself was a tefillah. Tkiyas shofar is a tefillah. Katash shemeya kol shofar. We're not going to talk about that now. But what's the point of this tefillah, this gishrei? Lizoik ulahariya bechatzoitzris. So says the Rambam, the idea is kidei. Sheyedu hakoil. So everybody should recognize that the reason this is happening is biglal maseyam aram. It's because we sin, we did something wrong. That's why this is all happening. And if you can be makir that we are the cause of this tzara, that will cause zehu sheyigroim lahem sheyaser atzara me'aleim. Says the Rambam Malachu Gimel. Avam lo yizaku v'lo yariyu. But if the Yidden are not going to daven and they're not going to blow shofar, Eli Yomru, they're going to say dover zemi minaga oylam iralanu. Yeah, it just happened. This is current events. Sometimes it doesn't rain. Sometimes it does. It's science. V'tzara zu nikra nikris. And this whole tzara is just a mikra. It's a coincidence. It's a happenstance. Harezu derech achzarius. If somebody does that, he's an achzar. V'goremes lahem. And it's going to cause, that mindset will cause the person, lidovik b'maseh emaron, to continue to latch on to the bad things that the person's doing. V'toysef atzara tzaris acheres. And this tzara is then going to lead to other tzaris. Hu shekasa b'atayro. That's what the pasuk means in the Teichah when it says, v'alachtem imi b'keri, v'alachti imachem b'chamas keri. Kolayma, what does it mean? K'shav yalechem tzara. Hashem says, I'm giving you a tzara. K'dei shetashuvu. So you should do tshuva. In time, Rusha, who carry? If you're going to say, it's a mikra. Carry me, losha mikra. Oysef lachem chamas, oysef carry. What's going to end up happening is, it's going to end up being worse. So the Rambam says that if there's ever a tzara, there's a mitzvah saseh, da'i reisa, al kol tzara, shetove ala tzibur, lizoik ulahariya b'chatzoitzris. You have to daven, and you have to blow chatzoitzris. Shenemar ala tzara, atzoyri reschem, varioischem b'chatzoitzris. And what's the idea? The idea is, v'dover ze midarkei hatshuva. It's midarkei hatshuva. It's all about getting the person to focus and to realize that what's going on in the world right now is not punked. It's not just that the world's gone mad. But rather, there's a message that's being sent, and the message is being sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, what the message is saying is shuvu midarkeichem. We have to do tshuva. That's what the message is. So if we're going to start blowing chatzoitzris, and if we're going to start davening to Hashem, what does that mean? That means we got the memo. We got the message. That's going to lead to tshuva. V'zehu sheyigrom lem lahasar atzar me'aleim. And that's inevitably going to cause that the tzaras are going to start going away. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yariyu. But if you're not going to do that, and rather you're going to say, listen, the world's meshiga, what should I tell you? This is what it is. But you're not going to really, with an erenskite, start davening differently and start blowing chatzaitzris. Says the Rambam, you know what's going to happen? Toysef atzar tzaras acher. It's just going to bring to more tzaras. V'alachtem imi bekeri, v'alachti imachem b'chamas keri. So the Rambam is being derish time of the Quran. The Rambam is explaining a pasuk in the Torah. Why there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa lizaiku lehariya al kol tzara shetove ala tzibur. Says the Rambam Malacha Dalet. Umidivrei soifrim. This is all on a biblical level. This is all medeiraisa. But the Rabbanan added to this deiraisa. The Rabbanan said lehisanois al kol tzara shetove ala tzibur. That don't just daven and don't just blow chatzoitzris, but rather you should also fast. Ad sheyuruchamu min hashamayim, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have rachmanis. In other words, tainis is the derabbanan component of a pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Torah, al atzar atzor reschem v'harioischem b'chatzoitzris, which the Rambam says means lizoik uleharia b'chatzoitzris. The Torah says that if there's a tzara, you have to blow chatzoitzris, you have to daven. The Rabbanan added to that. The Rabbanan said you're also supposed to fast. The fasting is a tefillah to the tefillah. It's clear. Tefillah is d'oraisa. The fasting is only a d'rabbanan. But the Rambam shmuz, the Rambam's classic Musar shmuz that he gave for why there's a mitzvah lizikal aria is obviously referring to the mitzvah d'rabbanan to fast as well. It's the same exact concept. The idea is v'dova zemi darkei atshuvahu, and if a person is going to ignore it, harezu derech achzorios v'garemesam lidovik b'maseim aram. But the point is, what's the idea of tainis? The idea of tainis is it's really one thing. The bach habakuk for hamidan alachas of what the fasting is, it's the same as what the chatzaitzis are all about. It's the same as what the davening is all about. It's about recognizing, coming to a hakara that this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to thinking that dover zemi minika oilam irolanu v'tzara zu nikra nikras. So just one ha'ara as it relates to this. That is, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayelech, it says that v'chara api bayomahu. The context is where the Yidden did Averois, and Hashem says, I'm going to be angry on that day. Va'azavtim, I'm going to let you go. V'starti ponai mehem, and there's going to be a hester upon him. V'hoyolecha, umitza'u ra'is rabbis v'tzaris. And as a result of that, there's going to be ra'is rabbis and tzaris. There's going to be many bad things. V'tzaris, there's going to be tzaris as well. And then the person's going to come to a recognition, he's going to come to the realization, haloi ki'ena li'kai bekirbi mitza'uni ra'is eila. Now why did this all happen? This must have happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not with me. And then the pasuk continues, v'anoichi haster aster pone b'yemahu akol ha'ra sha'asiki pone aloi kim acherim, which Chazal famously said, this pasuk is the scariest pasuk in the whole Torah. Right, there's no pasuk that's scarier in the whole Torah than this pasuk. Vanoichi haster aster pana b'yemahu, a pasuk in a world that we're living in right now. But the point is, v'chara api boy b'yemahu, v'azavtim v'starti pana mehem v'yolechol mitzu rois rabbis v'tzaris. And the person's going to come to the recognition that why did this all happen? Al ki'ena lekai b'kibim matzuni arois ha'ela. Reb Shach, in his hakdama to Avi Ezri, and this is the first hakdama to say the noshim. So he asks a kasha on the pasuk. The pasuk starts off, v'chara api boy b'yomahu. A person is, Hashem says, I'm going to be angry. There's going to be a charoi naf. V'starti panam ehem. And there's going to be a hester upon him. U'mitza'u, and as a result, because of the hester upon him, people are going to find ra'ois, rabbis, v'tzaris. Very, very scary. There's going to be ra'ois, they're going to be rabbis, v'tzaris. And the person's going to have, v'omar b'yemahu, haloi ki'ena li'kai bekirbi, that you know why this must have happened? It's ki'ena li'kai bekirbi, mitza'uni ha'ro'is e'lo. All these bad things must have happened because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's not with me. So Rav Shach asked a nice diktok. He said, why is it that when the pasuk describes the ra'is, it says, u'mitza'u ra'is rabbis v'tzaris, that they're going to be ra'is, there'll be rabbis and there'll be tzaris. And then it says, v'omar b'yemahu aloi ki'ena li'kai bekirbi, mitza'uni only ha'ro'is e'lo. Either it should say Mitzau Rois Rabbis Vitzaris, V'amah B'yemahu Al Kena L'Kabi Kibi Mitzauni Harois Harabbis Vatzaris Oela, or it should say Mitzau Rois V'amah B'yemahu Aloi Kena L'Kabi Kibi Mitzauni Harois Oela. U'mitza'u rois rabbis v'tzaris. When a person chaps that this rois rabbis v'tzaris, he's going to say haloi ki'ena l'kai b'kirbi mitza'uni rois eila. No. If you just chap that this rois rabbis v'tzaris, you should say haloi ki'ena l'kai b'kirbi mitza'uni rois rabbis v'tzaris eila. He's going to have rois rabbis v'tzaris. He's going to chap. Oi, you know why this happened? Ki'ena l'kai b'kirbi. That's why mitza'uni rois. No, mitza'uni rois rabbis v'tzaris. So why, when it describe the problem is it Rois Rabbis Vitzaris, and when the person comes to the Akari, Chaps Vos Tutzach Do, it's Halei Keena Likabri Kim Mitzuni only Harois Eila. So Rav Shach said in Zakhtama Tavi Ezri Yadavar Niflo. He said, you find the word Rois and Tzaris, right? This pasuk, Umitza'u Rois Rabbis Vitzaris. He says, Rois is the actual problem. A person is dealing with a challenge with an Asayan. The actual issue that he's dealing with, that's Rois. What's the tzara? So he says, if you look at the Targum says on the word tzara, the akon. Akon means you're uncomfortable. When a person has something that he's dealing with, inevitably, other parts of his life are going to start becoming troubling. Because of the nesayin that he has. He starts getting scared, he starts getting worried. How's it going to affect this? How's it going to affect that? So Rav Shach said that a person who's makir, that the tzara that he has is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no makim for tzaras. Rois? That's rois. That's what he's dealing with. A person, that's like Elokim Nisas Avram, and Hashem tests people. And that's the Ra. Oh, but the Tzaris, the worrying, and everything else that comes along with it, that it doesn't pass. So said Rav Shach, V'chara api boi bayayim ahu v'azavtim v'starti panu mehem v'hoi lechol u'mitza'u rois rabbis v'tzaris. The person's going to have rois, rabbis, and tzaris. V'oma bayayim ahu, but then he's going to chab, haloi ki'ena le'kai bekirbi. You know why this happened? Ki'ena le'kai bekirbi. The minute that light bulb goes off, the minute he realizes that, why is this happening? It's happening. Ki'ena le'kai bekirbi. There's no tzaris anymore. It's mitza'uni haroi sa'ela. There's no mocking for tzaris by the Baal Betachin. The Baal Betachin rice, yeah, that's the rice. Oh, but the tzaris, there's no mocking for that. So Rav Shach said, when the person realizes ki'ena le'kai bekirbi, then it's not mitza'uni haroyis rabbis v'tzaris. At that point, you don't have to worry about the rois rabbis v'tzaris. At that point, all that it's going to be is mitza'uni haroyis eila. But I was just thinking one added knech, and that is, Pasha, reading this pasuk, it feels like it tries this Rambam. The Rambam says, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a tzara, what are you supposed to do? The Torah says, lizei kularia bechatzoytris. You're supposed to fast. What's the objective? Let's just read the Rambam again. What's the punchline? You're going to come to that car that you know why this happened? It happened because of your chatoim. You know what that's going to do? That Akara is going to cause the tzara to go away. How a person reacts to the tzara, that determines the next step. If a person comes to the hakara that biglal maseim haroim zehu sheyigrein lahem lahaser. But if a person thinks it's stam mikra ba'alma, then toisav atzara tzaras acheres. V'chara api boi bayemahu. V'azavten v'starti ponamayhem v'hoi lechol. U'mitza'u rois rabbis v'tzaras. Now the person has the tzara tzara reschem. He's at a crossroads. He can make a decision. How is he going to accept this? If he's going to accept it, that this is coming from the Eibishter, says the Rambam, v'zehu sheyigroin lahem lahasar atzar me'alem. That's going to cause the situation to start getting better. Avalim lo yizaku v'lo yoriyu. Then toisav atzara tzara. So says the pasuk. You know why this happened? This has nothing to do with mikra. This is not midera mi minog ha'ola miralanu. But rather, this happened. Why? Because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's upset at us. The minute the person's makir, that says the Rambam, zehu sheyigrom lehem lahasar atzar me'aleim. The person said, aloi ki'ena likai b'kirbi. Oh, mitzauni haroi sa'ela. Now it's not roi, it's rabbi, it's vitzaris anymore. Now what all of this is roi, vehein hein divrei Rambam. The minute the person's makir, it's ki'ena likai b'kirbi, at that point it goes from roi, rabbi, it's vitzaris. Now it's only going to be roi sa'ela. But just to be messiah b'ki toiv. And that is, on this pasuk, the pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy, haloi ki'ena likai bekirbi mitza'uni haroi sa'ela. The Chida, in his Sefer Pnei David, so he brings from the Lev Aryeh, one of the Kadmonim, that the Lev Aryeh himself brings b'shem one of the Gedolim, a davar nifla adlim ma'od. Said the Lev Aryeh, he says, if you count the words in the Teichacha of Parshas Kisavoy, so the Teichah is mentioned in the Torah twice. It's mentioned in Parshas Bechukosai, it's a little bit shorter, and then it's mentioned again in Parshas Kisavai, it's a lot longer. He says, if you count the words of the Teichah in Parshas Kisavai, this Tof Resh Ayin Vav Osius, it's 676 words. If you go through the Teichah in Parshas Kisavai, you're going to see that the Shem Havaya is mentioned 26 times. The gematria of the Shem Havaya is 26. 26 times 26 is 676. And the Remez Adavar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Teichah, even though this 676 oisius of klala, but hidden in the toichacha is the Shem Havayah. The Shem Havayah is the midas harachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the toichacha is laced with midas harachamim. In fact, it's zelo umazel, literally. It's the same exact gematria. It's tofresh ayin vav. This tofresh ayin vav oisius, and this tofresh ayin vav in terms of the Shem Havaya. So said the Lev Aryeh, that's pshat in the pasuk. The person realizes that he had tzaris. Umitzau rois rabbis v'tzaris. V'omar b'yemahu, he's going to say, you know why it happened? Haloiki ein alei kai bekirbi mitzauni harois ha'ela. Rois is b'gematria 676. And it's the 676 oisias of the Teichem Parashas Kisavai. A person who's witnessing the Teichem v'achar api b'yemahu, he's going to say, why did it happen? Haloiki ein alei kai bekirbi mitzauni harois ha'ela. The reason this must have happened is because of the fact he ain't ali kai bekerbi. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been with me, then this would have never happened. Because the idea of Tav Resh Ayin Vav, that's the Oisius, that's the gematria of Rois, and you have the Nechama. The Nechama is the 26 mentions of the Shem Havaya. Haloiki ain't ali kai bekerbi mitzauni harois ha'ela. But then the Chidah brings another Dava Nifla. He says, Chazal say, in Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim immediately follows Parshas Kisavim. Parshas Kisavim has the Teichecha, and immediately after the Teichecha, you have Parshas Kisavim. So you go from the Teichecha to the Pasuk, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Says Rashi, Medrash HaGadol, Loma Nismacha Parshas Atem Nitzavim Leklolis. Why is Parshas Nitzavim next to the parsha of the Klolis? Lefish, Hashem Yisrael, Meya Klolis Chasashtayim. Because the Yidden heard 98 Klolis in Parashas Kisavei. Chutz me'arbon v'teish of Teres Kayanim. That's after they already heard 49 in Teres Kayanim. Hariku pneim. So they started changing colors. Va'amru, and they said, mi yuchal lamed be'elu. Who's going to be able to overcome them? So hischo Moshe lefaisam. So Moshe gave the Yidden a pius. He was mefayis them. He told them, atem nitzavim ayoyim. He said, let's be honest. Har be'echastem l'mokoyim. You did a lot of averes throughout the years in the Midbar. V'loyasa eschem klaya. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't wipe you out. V'arei atem kayomim lefanov. You see, is still here. So he told him, no, just like Atem Nitzavim Ayayim, so you don't have to worry, you're always going to be there. So says the Chidah Adover Nifla. He said he saw in a sefer called Darish Shmuel that the Darish Shmuel said that if you look in Shmoyna Esrei, you open up a seder and you start counting, the name, the Shem Havaya, is mentioned 26 times in Shmoyna Esrei. There's 26 mentions of Shem Havaya in Shmoyna Esrei. The gematria of the Shem Havaya is 26. 26 times 26 is 676. He said the Yidden heard the Teichecha of Parshas Kisavai. And when they heard the Teichecha of Parshas Kisavai, they mamish gave zich a tresel. They were so scared, they were so worried. Vosfadzain, what are they gonna do? They heard Teichecha Kaminyin Ra'oi, 676. You know what the Nechama was, says Rashi? Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. You're standing. Standing when? The Shtei Shmein Esra. He said, when a Yid stands Shmein Esra, a Yid has a Koyach HaTfila, in his Shmein Esra, you mentioned the Shem Havaya 26 times. 26 times 26, that's Kaminyin Ra'os, and through the Minyan of Ra'os, that's the way for the person to be able to overcome. See, Al Ki'ena Le'kai Bekirbi Mitzauni Ha'Ra'os Ha'Ela. The only time the Ra'os can get the better of a person is Ki'ena Le'kai Bekirbi. Oh, but the Soid is the 26 times that the Shem Havaya is mentioned in the Teichecha, and the Soid is like Rashi says in Chumash, Atem Nitzavim Ayon Kolchem, that the Nechama on the Teichecha was Atem Nitzavim. Tvu Shteisto, Shmein Esrei. That's where you're standing. You're standing Shmein Esrei. Maybe Lefi, what we've been learning now, Rois is also Tiru. It's also the Gematria Miloshin Trua. The idea is when the Stabish descends a Tzara, what are you supposed to do? Lizoik Uleharia Bechatzoitzer, it's all called Tzara, Shetlaitove Al Atzibor. But the point is that all the Rois, Rabbis, Fitzaras, that's only if Einali Kabi Kirbi Mitzauni Arois Eila. And just the Hakara of Einali Kabi Kirbi, it already goes from being Rois, Rabbis, Fitzaras, to simply being Rois. Like the Rambam says, that the minute a person chaps, that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zehu sheyigroim lehem, lohasar atzarim eilem. The actual machshava of Kiena Likai Bekirbi, that in and of itself is Chatzi Nechama. That in and of itself, and like Rav Shach said, that Enechanami, the Ra, maybe is still there, but the Tzorois, being able to deal with it, it's a game changer. It goes from Rois, Rabbis Vitzorois, to simply being Rois, but on a deeper level, Rois is Gematria 676, Keneged, the 676, of the Nechama that come from the 26 mentions of the Shem Havaya.